man up there should be home with his wife. What's he doing shattering the calm of our peaceful Sunday breakfast with his offers of reduced-price pinking shears? Why is he here shouting at us like this? Why isn't he at home like any other decent husband shouting at his wife? He came down here to seduce his wife's own sister. How low can he get?
The fact that his wife's own sister said, at one stage anyway, that she was perfectly happy to go along with him is beside the point.
The fact that little Annie here was perfectly happy to ditch old reliable Tom without a second thought and come off with me is beside the point. We won't mention that because it doesn't quite fit in with the facts as we would like them. And what is little Annie thinking, I wonder? Maybe furtively admiring my pyjamas? Who knows? Pyjamas that could have been hers, with all that they contain. These nearly were mine. Or maybe she's thinking, phew, that was a close shave. I could be shacked up in some dreadful hotel with this man at this very moment. What a lucky escape for me. Thank heavens I am back here at home amidst my talkative family exchanging witty breakfast banter. Knowing my two-legged faithful companion and friend, Tom, the rambling vet, is even now planning to propose to me in 2013. Just as soon as he's cured our cat. Meanwhile, I can live here peacefully, totally fulfilled, racing up and downstairs, looking after Mother, having the time of my life, and living happily ever after until I'm 55 and fat. I'm glad I didn't go to that hotel.
Well, let me tell you, Annie, so am I. I wouldn't want a weekend with you anyway. Oh, and I'll tell you the funniest thing of all, shall I? I didn't even book the hotel. I knew you wouldn't come. You didn't have the guts.
You can be very cruel, can't you, Norman?
Oh, well, it's a bit quieter without those two. Hear yourself speak. It's too damn noisy before, all that crunching of toast. It's like a brigade of guards marching on gravel. Well now, Reg, milk, sugar, nice peaceful morning, just the two of us, and hark, the soft crackle of my puffer-puffer rice. 'Tis spring indeed. I suppose you think I'm cruel too, don't you? Well, I've damn good cause to be, haven't I?
I mean, nobody's thought about my feelings, have they? It's all Annie, Annie, Annie. What about me? I'm just going to give her everything.
Well, as much as I could. My whole being.
I wanted to make her happy for a weekend, that's all. I wanted to give her... Well, it was only for a few hours, for God's sake. Saturday night, back on Monday morning. That was all it was going to be. My God, the farce. What about your wife, Norman?
Well, what about my wife?
Don't you think I'd take Ruth away just the same if she'd come? But she won't.
She's no need of me at all, that woman, except as an emotional punch bag.
I tell you, if you gave Ruth a rose, she'd peel all the petals off to make sure there weren't green fly. And when she'd done that, she'd turn round and say, do you call that a rose? Look at it, it's all in bits.
Yeah, that's Ruth. If she came in now, she wouldn't notice me. She'd probably hang her coat on me. It's not fair, Reg.
Look, I tell you, a man with my type of temperament should really be, ideally, square-jawed, broad-shouldered, have blue twinkling eyes, a chuckle in his voice, and a spring in his stride. He should get through three women a day without even ruffling his hair. That's what I'm like inside. That's my appetite. That's me. I'm a three-a-day man. There's enough of me in here to give. Not just sex. I'm talking about everything.
The trouble is, I was born in the wrong body.
Look at me, a gigolo trapped in a haystack.
The tragedy of my life. Norman Dewar's gigolo and assistant librarian.
What's inside you, Reg?
Apart from 12 bowls of cornflakes.
What do you feel with Sarah? Do you sometimes feel like saying to her, no, this is me, the real me. Look at me.
I'll tell you something, Norman. You're a nice bloke. You've got your faults, but you're a nice bloke. But I think you must be the last person in the world I ever want to have breakfast with again. Oh. No hard feelings, you understand, but...
Well, Norman, a little surprise for you.
Oh, yes?
Someone to see you.
Ruth?
Just arrived. Isn't that nice? Ruth!
Did someone say Ruth? Oh, no!
Tell her I'm not here. Tell her I'm...
I was pulled right over to the left. There was plenty of room for him to pass. And he had yards and yards, but he just... Norman? Norman, where's Norman?
Norman is here.
Oh, Norman... There you are.
Morning, Ruth. See you later.
Oh, Reg, how are you? I've been meaning to ring you and I haven't had a minute. And how are those enchanting kids of yours? Little Watson, eh?
He's gone.
What?
Reg has left the room. He's gone.
Oh. Well, I was only being polite. I haven't seen him for ages.
You haven't seen anyone for ages. Why don't you wear your glasses?
Norman, what is going on here? What are you up to?
Since when have you cared what I'm up to?
Well, I don't normally. You know you're perfectly free to come and go. Not that I could stop you. But I do object to having my Saturday nights ruined by all these bizarre phone calls. First of all, you ringing up screaming drunk, and then Sarah practically at midnight simply demanding I come down. Now, what is going on?
You don't know.
No. Is there anything to eat?
Sarah hasn't told you, then?
All she said was that you were here and that I ought to be here too. She sounded as if she was summoning relatives to your bedside.
Well, I suppose she was, in a manner of speaking.
Now, I got quite worried.
Worried?
What's that you're eating?
Since when do you worry about me?
Oh, of course I do now and then. Don't be tiresome. Is that cereal?
Puffer puffer rice. Here, have it. After all you said to me about having no love for me, no feelings at all.
Did I say that?
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
It's imprinted on my brain.
Now, all I said was, is there any milk and sugar, or do I have to eat these dry? All I said
was... It's got milk on.
Now, all I said was that if you were all that unhappy with me, perhaps we ought to think of terminating our marriage.
Terminating it? You make it sound like a legal contract.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Norman. Don't be obtuse.
Marriage is more than that.
Yes, all right.
Marriage is sharing and giving and things. Is that how you've seen us for 5 years? A legal contract? Some marriage. No confetti, please. Just throw sealing wax and red tape. Do you take this woman, hereinafter called the licensee of the first party?
Oh, Norman, I can't go into all this now. Is there any sugar on the table?
And this man, hereinafter called the donor and soul giver?
Norman, darling, do see if you can find the sugar.
Here, tea, toast, marmalade, butter, knife, spoon, cup, saucer, hot water, sugar. All right.
Thank you.
I don't think there's any hope for us. We're doomed.
Oh, Norman... Can we talk quietly, please?
I doubt it.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity. We're on our own. We can sit here and talk, listen to each other's points of view and try and sort things out.
All right, I'll try. You are pouring hot water on your puffer puffer rice.
What?
I told you that they had milk on already. Why do you do that? You're always doing that. Why don't you just look what you're doing?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
If you'd only wear your glasses.
I don't need glasses to eat cornflakes. I can see perfectly well, thank you. I just wasn't concentrating.
We're incompatible. We're damn well incompatible.
I can see as well as you. It's only people I sometimes can't see very clearly.
Our house is knee-deep in unused pairs of glasses.
And most of the time, that's preferable.
It's like a sale at an optician's.
Norman!
Thousands of pairs of glasses.
Oh, Norman! I have a great deal of work I should be doing at home. I have given that up. I have come down here because I was asked to come. I did not want to come. I want to stay as short a time as possible. Is that clear?
Oh, yes, got to get back to your work.
Yes, I do. I have 2 full reports that have to be in tomorrow. If they're not in, I shall probably be fired. If I am fired, we will have no money to pay the mortgage, no money for 3/4 of the gas and electricity bills.
All right, I'm a kept man, a married Potts.
No, I don't mind keeping you, not in the least. But I cannot continually chase after you all over the countryside. I just cannot spare the time. I'm sorry. As it is, you've held my career back about 10 years. You interrupt me at meetings with embarrassing phone calls.
To tell you I love you, that's all. Is that wrong?
You're continually bursting into my office when I'm seeing clients.
My God, is it wrong to love your wife?
You behave abominably when I bring business friends home to dinner.
What do they know about love?
You've even been known to scrawl obscenities over my business papers.
All right, I love you. I'm sorry.
Yes, I love you too, Norman, but please, leave me alone.
All right. In the future, I'll whisper it quietly from Brazil. Would that suit you?
All I'm saying is, please try and see my point of view. Try and consider me.
I feel trapped. I'm a captive husband. That's what I am.
Oh, I have an awful feeling we haven't made much progress on that topic. But let's try another. What have you been doing here to upset Sarah? I thought you had a library conference.
Ha!
Have you made a pass at her or something? Well, you'd better come home with me. You're not wanted here, quite obviously. You can come home and mow the lawn.
Mow the... Do you want to know what I'm doing here? I'll tell you, shall I?
If you want to.
I will tell you.
Where are you going?
Nowhere. I'm just standing up.
What is it? The national anthem?
All right. You had this coming.
Anyway, I discovered that they're what made me sneeze.
What are?
My glasses. Whenever I wear them, I sneeze and my eyes run, so I can't see anything with them on anyway. I think they press on my sinus passages.
Vanity, that's what it is.
It's not vanity. I am not vain.
Staring at yourself in the mirror all day long, tarting yourself out by these so-called business associates.
I do not stare at myself in the mirror. For one thing, I can't see myself properly without glasses. And because I can't bear looking at myself in glasses, because I look so terrible in them, I never look at myself at all.
Do you want to hear what I have to say to you, or don't you?
Oh, yes, all right. Just don't say I'm vain.
It concerns you, you know.
Usually does.
There is somebody else.
What?
Whilst you have been engrossed in your financial wizardry, rigging the books for corrupt capitalist companies...
Norman!
I, very nearly, but for the grace of God and unforeseen circumstances, went off with another woman.
You did?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. I thought better of it in time, thank heavens. I told her I wouldn't, but that was the reason behind the weekend. We had planned to go off together.
For good?
No, probably not.
Well, for how long?
Till Monday.
Oh, I see. I thought you were a bit odd lately.
Odd?
Well, quieter than usual. Who was it you were going with?
Does it matter?
No, since you didn't go.
Do you want to know?
Not if you don't want to tell me.
You want to know, though, don't you?
No, not really.
I'll tell you, shall I?
You might as well.
Annie.
Annie?
Yes.
Oh, Norman.
I thought that was shaky.
I don't even
It's true.
Not Annie. She's far too sensible.
We had planned a weekend together.
You and Annie?
Yes.
Where?
East Grinstead.
Oh, my God.
No, no. Don't laugh. It's true.
Oh, I was just going to load up.
Just the two of us together.
Oh, I've never heard of anything so funny.
I'll clear this away, Nick.
No, Annie, wait. No, look, why won't you believe me, Ruth? We were going away together. Annie, you tell her. You tell her. You'd have lost me forever. You know that, Ruth.
Oh, Norman.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's just... East Grinstead.
All right. Go on. Laugh. We're in love. Don't you care? Annie and I are in love. Look, you see?
Norman! Ernie, what on earth are you doing?
Sarah, tell Norman to let me go. Norman, don't!
We're in love.
What in heaven's name?
Annie.
Look, don't do that. Frighten me to death.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
I wanted to see you alone.
Why are we whispering?
Them.
They can't hear us.
Oh, Annie, I need you.
Shh, Norman.
What's wrong?
Nothing, just don't.
Why not? Have you gone off me?
Well, slightly. No. You know.
What do you mean, slightly?
Oh.
What?
Well, it's ridiculous now. Tom's here, Ruth's here. Stop playing games.
Oh, it's a game now, is it? When we planned this weekend, it was no game. It was going to be an adventure, an experience for both of us.
But we didn't plan to spend it here, did we? Anyway, it's all gone wrong. Everybody knows, including Ruth.
Ruth? I wouldn't worry about her. She laughed. Can you imagine that? Laughing?
She was right. It was absurd. I don't think Tom's laughing, mind you.
Tom? Who cares what he thinks?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
I thought he didn't matter to you.
I never said that.
You implied.
No.
What about me? What about us?
What about us, Norman?
I see. That's me finished with, is it, as far as you're concerned? Chucked away like an empty bottle? That's my lot?
Yes.
God, you're cruel.
Yes. You and Ruth will have to play on your own. Don't use me as ammunition.
And cynical. I never thought you'd get like that. I think it's my fault. So you're going back to Tom?
I'm not going back to anyone. I just want to be left alone. I've had you shoving me, Sarah shoving me, Ruth sniggering. I'll be glad when you've all gone home. I really will. I'm sorry.
I think I got one of my depressions coming on again. I came in here for comfort.
Well, go and see Ruth.
All right. Back to the living death, eh?
Oh, Norman, you make me so angry.
All right, I'll go. I know when I'm not wanted. I'll go back where I'm not wanted. I'll go.
I warn you, I'll...
Go on. Throw the biscuit, Tim. What have I got to live for?
No! Oh, hello, Tom.
Hello.
Well, I can see I'm in the way. If you'll excuse me, I'm just off to look for a length of rope.
You're not in anyone's way but your own. I'm going to start dinner. Excuse me, both of you.
It must be your aftershave.
What?
That drives them away.
Oh, look here, Norman, you're a very good fellow.
Thank you.
I've always thought of you as a good fellow. However, this is difficult to say without hurting your feelings. I don't think you're a very good influence on Annie.
Really?
I've heard all about this business of your going away. I've also observed you this weekend. I don't think I like it at all. It's upsetting her, and that's not right. The point is, if it happens again... Well, I used to do boxing. I didn't enjoy it, and I wasn't at all good. I couldn't get out of it, you see. It was compulsory at our school. But I did learn to throw a pretty useful punch, so...
Am I being threatened?
Yes.
My God, I'm being threatened. Sarah, I'm being threatened.
About time. Reg!
Excuse me.
That man's turned homicidal.
I think as far as you're concerned, we all have to a certain extent, Norman. Mind, I want to polish the table.
Sarah, you don't hate me, do you? I mean, I know perhaps you disapprove of me, but you don't hate me.
No, I don't hate you, Norman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that, at least.
But I can't say I like you very much most of the time.
All right, I'm going.
Norman.
What?
Will you do something for me?
What?
Will you try, just for this evening, not to start any more scenes or arguments?
Me?
I'd like, just for once, all of us to get through an evening as a family. I don't know if you've realised it, Norman, but I've had a lot of nervous trouble in the past. And every time I come down here, I have a relapse. When I get home from this house, I find I'm shaking all over for days. And I get these rashes up the insides of my arms.
My goodness.
Now, it's not fair on me, Norman. I have a family to look after, a house to run.
Yes, of course.
Well?
Yes. Your trouble is you're over-emotional.
Very possibly.
You're like me.
Are you sure I am?
We feel we've got nerve endings sticking out of our heads. We've no cynicism or scepticism to act as shock absorbers. Everything that is, that happens, becomes part of us. We're probably a new race. Have you thought of that? Born too early.
All I'm saying is if there's too much noise, I get these headaches.
We're not understood. None of that lot out there understands us. They're all bogged down in their own little lives.
Yes.
Self-obsessed. Annie, Tom, Ruth, even Reg. Now, don't worry, Sarah.
What?
This evening's going to be all right.
Is it?
We'll both go flat out together to make it a success.
Oh, yes.
For God's sake, this is a family. We should care. If we don't care, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, if we can't finally join hands, what hope is there for anybody? Make it a banquet, Sarah, my love. Make it a banquet.
There's nothing in the larder.
Improvise. We can improvise. What do we need? Knives, forks, spoons?
Yes, all right, Norman. I'll do it.
Table napkins?
No, Norman. Those are tray cloths. I'll do it. Don't worry, please.
You're right. I've started you off. I'll leave it to you. I'll go and change.
Change?
For dinner.
Change into what?
I'll find something. I'll improvise, Sarah. Improvise. It's like an old clothes shop upstairs.
Annie should have cleared it out. There's her father's clothes still in the wardrobe. There'll be moths.
Quite right. Oh, evening, Reg Osport. See you.
What's up with him?
Oh, there you are.
He's very cheerful. That's ominous.
I think I've persuaded him to make an effort this evening. I think I have. Would you see if you can find the mats in the drawer?
What sort of effort?
To avoid hysterical scenes, to behave in a civilised manner.
Ha, ha, ha.
I pray that for once we might get through the evening without one angry word. I want us to have a quiet meal, to be able to go into the lounge afterwards, sit down, all six of us, and enjoy each other's company like a family. These glasses. Ah, napkins. I'm going to fold all these into a nice shape. Oh, look at the cracks on these plates.
Are you aware who the six people are? Norman, to name but five. And Ruth, that's a civil war to start with. Don't ask for the impossible. Just pray we're still alive tomorrow morning. That'll do for a start.
I mean, if a family can't care about each other, what hope is there for the rest of them? I'll never forgive you if you don't try. I mean it, Reg. I know you find it all very amusing. Ruth and Norman continually bickering, Annie behaving like a tramp.
What?
You've seen how she's been dressed all day. Tarted up like that. It doesn't suit her. It never did.
You're always on. She doesn't bother.
Well, she doesn't have to go the other way, does she? Why can't she wear something nice and simple and plain? All that makeup on. I mean, it's not even fashionable. Especially when you know who she's done it for.
Tom, I should think.
Tom? For Norman? She set her sights at him, and he's enjoying every minute of it. Playing one sister off against the other. Well... Any more of this, and you know what'll happen.
what always happens when I come down here.
Oh, no, you've not got the shakes again, have you?
You ought to know me by now, Reg. I can't bear these sort of atmospheres.
Not your back, is it?
Well, not at this moment. But the way I've had to run around trying to cope with one crisis after another...
Oh, sit down. Have a rest for a second.
How can I sit down? Be sensible. How can I possibly sit down?
All right, stand up. Suit yourself. I'm only trying to... Do you want these mats?
Yes, I said I did.
Marvellous, these are. Every picture tells a story.
We're going to need two more chairs. I'm sure there used to be six of these. Heaven knows what she's done with them.
All right, I'll look for chairs. Now, don't worry. Keep coming. It'll be all right.
Well, I've scraped together what there is. It should just about feed us all. Opened every tin we had and poured them into a saucepan. Made a sort of gluey stew. Then there's the salad we can finish.
Oh, good grief, not again.
It works out at about one lettuce leaf each.
Thank heavens for that.
Well done. Didn't you have six of these chairs at one time? I'm sure at Christmas.
Oh, yes. They fell to bits.
Fell to bits?
Well, everything does that in this house, woodworm or old age.
You should get that treated.
Old age, you mean?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Father used to say, the only thing for old age is a brave face, a good tailor and comfortable shoes. Chairs?
Oh, I should use the ones in the sitting room. There's a couple there with legs.
Right.
You're using the mats.
Yes, I thought we'd...
Bit posh.
Well, I thought we'd do something a little special since we're all here. Nice that Ruth could come.
Yes.
It makes it complete, and it means that Norman won't be left out.
Yes.
I really do like that dress.
Oh, thank you. It's pretty old, but it's a good standby.
Yes. Anyway, I thought we'd have a really cosy family meal together. Try and make it a happy evening.
Super.
Here's one of them.
We need two.
All right. I'm going back for the other. Tom's sitting on it.
We'll move him off it.
You ever tried moving, Tom?
Somebody's saucepan seems to be getting rather agitated out there.
Did you turn it down, Ruth?
No, I whispered soothing words to it. Of course I turned it down.
I'll see to it.
All right, I'll go. If you want something doing in this house, you might as well do it yourself.
What is she doing, silly cow?
I think this is her attempt at a grand reunion. A cosy family meal with Sarah presiding.
Oh, no. Have we all got to sit around with fixed grins? It's Christmas all over again. I thought I'd come in here so I wouldn't embarrass your fiancé or whatever he is. He can't bear to look me in the face.
Poor Tom.
It was rather unfortunate. Believe it or not, I was attempting unsuccessfully to give him lessons on how to woo you. Tom, being Tom, assumed I was giving him lessons on how to woo me. I managed to load him all right, but I pointed him in the wrong direction. It was silly of me to interfere. I'm sorry. It serves me right. You do like him, don't you?
Yes. I'm very fond of him.
I think he's in love with you, as far as one can fathom. All he needs is a shove. Somebody needs to do it. Anybody, except Norman, that is, whose sole advice to Tom was to throw punches at you.
Norman told him to do that?
That's Norman's answer to female psychology. He's very subtle. Have you noticed? Well, you probably have. You nearly fell for it.
I'm sorry. I never for a minute intended to take Norman away from you or anything.
Forget it. You couldn't possibly take Norman away from me. That assumes I own him in the first place. I've never done that. I always feel with Norman that I have him on loan from somewhere. Like one of his library books. I'll get a card one day informing me he's overdue and there's a fine to pay on him.
Got it! He moved. Tom, move. I got the chair. Hope it's all right. Looks a bit low to me.
Have you seen Norman? I don't like it when I can't see him. Where is he?
Oh, he was shouting about out there. Said something about going up to change.
He's got nothing to change into.
That won't stop him. He'll probably come down on a bedspread.
Oh, goodness. Ruth, would you mind?
Oh, I'll try.
Don't go too far away, Ruth. Nearly ready. I've left the stew to simmer. Annie, Reg, would you call everyone? Tom and Norman?
Right, you are.
Tom, Norman!
Please, there's no need to shout. Go and fetch them.
Sorry.
Tom, Norman.
Reg...
All right. Somebody call. Aha, this looks good.
Nearly ready.
It is smart. Napkins, mats, wine, so on.
And tonight that wine is strictly rationed.
Aha.
If you could open it, Tom, it would be most helpful. I'd just get the salad.
Right. Two meals in 2 days. Not doing badly, am I?
About average.
I think I've sorted things out with Norman.
Have you?
Sent him off with a flea in his ear, I'm afraid.
Oh. Tom?
Yeah?
We've all made sort of an agreement that we're going to try and not have any rows or anything tonight. It's for Sarah's sake, really. A really happy meal, you know, so do your bit, won't you?
What, you mean jokes and things?
No. Not necessarily.
Oh, good. I'm awfully bad at jokes. I forget the endings.
No, well, I know you never do, but don't complain or cause any trouble, will you?
Lord, no. Just get my food down here. That's all I'm here for. You know me.
Yes.
Here we are. Come along. It's all ready. Where is everyone? Reg!
I'll find either of them. Oh, there you are.
Hello, Reg.
No sign of Norman. He's vanished.
Well, all right. We won't wait. Let's get seated. Reg, you go up the end there, would you?
Up the end?
And Tom, you come next to me here, would you?
Right.
Norman's in the bathroom.
Oh, well.
From the sound of it, he's washing. He's so ashamed of the fact he's locked the door.
Oh, well, he'll be down, I expect. No, not there, Ruth, dear. Would you mind sitting one seat further up?
Oh, really?
Where am I sitting?
No, you're here, Tom. Sit here.
Oh, right.
And give me that napkin. I'll fold it up again.
Anna, you should be sitting here. You're the hostess.
Oh, all right, then.
No, she can't sit there. She's out of order.
She's the hostess. You should sit at the head.
But then we've got two women sitting together.
I'll move back down here, then. That's easy enough.
No, Ruth, no. Stay where you are.
Now, I'll go here next to Annie. Then it's right.
No, it's not. You're next to me.
Now we've got two men together. Why don't you leave it to me?
It's all right. It's all right. Don't get excited. Now, Tom, move round one. Sit at the end there.
Righto.
Would it be easier if I ate in the kitchen?
Just a sec. Do you mind, Ruth? Do you mind?
Don't sit there, Tom. That's my chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said...
And if you unfold another napkin that isn't yours, I shall go mad.
Now, we want a girl over here. Ruth, over here.
I don't want to worry you, but you've got a woman at both ends of the table.
That's what I'm saying. Why won't you listen?
No, look. We've got Ruth there, then me, then Annie. Norman over there when he comes, and Tom next to... Oh. That's where we're wrong. Tom, you're in the wrong seat.
Sorry, I thought you said...
I'm about to sit down permanently.
Reg, will you listen?
Tom, you're supposed to be at the end.
Reg!
I've just been moved from there.
I am sitting down now.
Look, do as you're told and go to the end.
Right. All right if I unfold this napkin.
Reg, will you kindly leave this to me?
No, Tom.
I'm simply trying...
Reg!
What? All right, love, all right, I'll leave it to you. I was only trying to help. Everybody, go where Sarah tells them.
Thank you. Tom, where are you? Oh, you are sitting here.
Aha, back where I started.
Bit low, Tom.
No, it's all right if I sit up straight.
Ridge at the top.
That's wrong, you know.
At the top. Ruth?
I have sat down. I refuse to get up.
Ruth. Ruth, you're all right where you are.
Evening, all.
Norman, what on earth?
Shh. I heard we were dressing for dinner. I found it in a wardrobe. Do you like the medals?
Good evening. Carry on. Talk among yourselves.
No, Norman, not there.
Is that my father's suit you've got on?
If he was a man with extraordinary arm and inside leg measurements, yes, indeed.
Norman, not there.
Why not here?
Norman.
Because it's wrong.
Wrong? Is it wrong to sit between my old pal Reg and this dwarf on my left? Hello, little chap.
Hello.
Norman.
Norman.
It's all right, Sarah. I'll sit here. It's fine.
But this is fine.
Fine.
Oh, well, it's not correct.
Is this lettuce leaf all for me? I can hardly believe my good fortune.
Norman.
Well...
Talking of animals.
Yes, what?
Another amusing story about a vet for you, Tom.
Oh.
Yeah. There's this Englishman and this Italian, you see, standing by a lake.
That's unusual.
Anyway, they see this dog fall in the water, you see. It's nearly drowning, coughing and spluttering. It's nearly drowning.
Woof, splatter, splatter, woof, woof.
Thank you, Norman. Yes, well, the Italian dives in, rescues the dog, brings it back to shore, lays it out, gives it mouth-to-mouth respiration.
Yeah.
20 seconds, the dog's perfectly all right. The Englishman says, that's wonderful. Are you a vet? The Italian says, am I a vet? I'm a fucking vet. What do you think?
I like that. Subtle foreign joke. Are you all right down there? Did you get that? Yes, I think so.
I thought it might have been above your head.
Norman!
Above your head.
Norman.
This lettuce is superb. Whoever cooked this has a knack with lettuce. It's a triumph. Thank you.
Are you all right there, Tom? You're terribly low.
No, I'm fine.
Do you want a veggie?
No.
We've been very lucky with the weather.
Yes. True. Could have been raining, couldn't it?
Yes.
Or even snowing. Snow in July, unusual, but you never know these days, do you? I mean, we must be thankful for some more mercies, in my opinion. If this was Australia, it would be midwinter. Think of that. Thick snow on the coolibar trees, koala bears rushing about in gumboots.
Oh, Norman, just sit quietly and enjoy your lettuce.
I'm making small talk.
Yes, well, it's not quite small enough, dear.
I can't get it any smaller. I'll swallow it.
Excuse me.
Yes, Tom?
Salt.
Oh, pass Tom the salt, Norman.
Salt, certainly. Here we are, little fellow. You enjoying eating with the grown-ups, are you? Long past your bedtime.
I do put a bun in it, Norman. There's a good chap.
A bun? I should be so lucky.
Why don't you get a cushion, Tom?
No!
All right. I was only suggesting...
I'm sorry.
Everyone finished? I'll get the rest. Tom hasn't quite finished.
All right, don't worry about me.
Do you mean to say there's more?
Just some stew, so-called.
Well, I'll try and squeeze it in.
Look, if you want to take over and try and do any better...
Yeah, all right, fine.
Sitting there on your backside complaining.
Who's complaining? It's a feast.
Don't, let's quarrel, please.
Plates, let's have the plates, everybody.
Thank you. Won't be a second. Ridge.
Hmm?
Offer to help.
Oh, all right. Does she need it?
She's doing it all on her own.
All right.
Now, would somebody like to pour us some wine?
Certainly, my pleasure.
This meal is rapidly becoming unbearable.
Wine, Sarah? Oh,
just a little drop. Thank you, Norman.
Why don't you take a tranquilizer and go to bed, Sarah? Leave us to fight in peace.
Because there is no reason to fight.
None of us happen to like each other very much. I think that's a very good reason.
Speak for yourself, Ruth. I am full of love this evening.
Just for yourself, or is anyone else included?
Ignore her, Norman. Ignore her.
I will, Sarah. I will.
Ah!
Oh, hello, Junior.
I just remembered. A joke.
Oh, God.
Oh, a joke, Tom. That's nice.
Quite a funny one, really.
I prefer those.
Go on, Tom.
Oh, well, it's about these two missionaries, and they're in Africa, you see. Three missionaries. And they're...
In Africa, yes.
I think it was Africa. Doesn't really matter, really. Anyway.
Here's the stew. Thought we'd better use soup plates. It's very runny, mostly tin soup anyway. Couldn't you have used the dish? This is all right. Nobody minds a saucepan. Just more washing up otherwise. Do you want a dish up or shall I?
No, that's all right.
And there was this tribe of very wild cannibals.
Cannibals? Where?
In Africa, I think.
What's he talking about?
He's telling us a joke.
Oh, no, Tom, love, you don't need to, honestly.
It's a funny one.
Quiet, let Tom tell his joke. I hope there's enough to go round.
And the first missionary says, look here, I'm going to try and convert these very wild cannibals to Christianity, you see. So off he goes through the jungle.
Can you pass this to Red?
Good health, friend.
Through the jungle for days and days.
Ruth?
What are these white lumps?
Tin potatoes, probably.
Oh.
Could be 10 pairs. I lost count.
And eventually he comes to this village, which is full of these very wild cannibals dancing about.
Woola, woola, woola.
That's for Norman. I hope it's hot enough.
What on earth do you call this?
Sloppy stew. Take it or leave it, Tom.
Thank you very much. And as soon as they see him, they grab hold of him and put him in the cooking pot.
And this is a very tall story for a short man.
Sarah. Oh, I've run out. I gave Reg too much. Reg?
You can have mine.
No, I gave Reg too much. Pass your plate down, Reg.
Oh, some more, is there?
No, less.
Less?
I miscalculated, sorry.
Well, I didn't get all that much.
You had more than anybody else. Pass your plate. I'm sorry, you were saying, Tom?
Yes, and the chief of these very wild cannibals says...
Sorry, Reg, fair shares for all.
You're welcome to mine.
We're in no danger of overeating.
I think I'm giving this story up.
You eat far too much anyway, do you good?
Nobody seems to be listening.
I'm listening, little friend.
I'll be glad to get home for a meal.
It's all right for you. You don't have to cook it, do you? Think of me for a change. This isn't bad, considering. Like oxtail soup with unidentified lumps. Think of it as a rest for me. I mean, what rest do I get at home? Not only you to look after, but the children as well.
If you didn't want children, you shouldn't have had them.
I never said I didn't want them, Ruth.
You're always making out there's some dreadful burden, like a penance. You never seem to enjoy them.
It's very difficult to talk to someone who's never had any children.
Through choice. Through choice.
Your choice?
Certainly my choice.
And very one-sided it is by the sound of it.
No more than yours probably was. I mean, did you honestly consult Reg as to whether he wanted children?
Of course I did.
Biologically impossible not to, I should think.
I simply cannot bear this blind, pig-headed assumption that you're a totally unfulfilled, second-class woman until you've had children.
I never said that.
May I say a word here?
You imply it. You use those children like some awful weapon. I alone, who have borne children, know the true meaning of suffering.
Hear, hear!
I don't know what you're talking about. That's absolute nonsense. I mean, it's no business of mine if you choose to deny yourself one of the greatest satisfactions.
There you go again. Denying myself. What is the matter with the woman?
Hey, hey.
I might well ask what was the matter with you.
If there's nothing whatever the matter with me.
May I put in a word for the rational man?
No, you may not. We've heard quite enough from you for one weekend.
So much for the rational man.
By all means, have your children. I'm not asking you to deny yourself, as you put it. All I'm saying is, for God's sake, don't stand about looking martyred once you've had them. And don't look down your nose at the rest of us.
I am not prepared to get into another argument over this, Ruth. You don't know what you're talking about. You never will.
Oh, she's so dogmatic. Rhett, I feel sorry for you. How do you live with a woman like this who's so pig-headed? She just will not listen.
Listen?
She will not listen to a single word.
Will you listen to me for a minute? If I feel sorry for anyone, it's Norman.
A blow for the rational man.
Have you ever consulted him? Of course you haven't. You've just gone selfishly ahead with your career.
While you're busy manufacturing lots more little Reggies and Sarahs, what a wonderful contribution that is.
Oh, well, if we're going to get personal.
Oh, if that isn't selfishness and conceit of the worst sort, I don't know what is. Oh, and this is absolutely revolting. I don't know how anyone can eat it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, look at these trousers. Why the hell don't you watch what you're doing?
All right, don't make a fuss.
What?
Don't start losing your temper over a little thing like that.
Now, don't you start on about people losing their tempers. If anyone's got a temper in this room, we all know who that is.
I don't know how you have the nerve to say that.
May I interrupt here?
I'm going to change these. I'm soaking.
It wouldn't be surprising if I did have a temper living with you.
Without displaying prejudice, my wife is obviously to blame for
Norman,
this.
Norman, don't you start.
She is the original irrational woman.
Norman.
I'm going to change my trousers.
She's no feelings of womanhood, let alone motherhood.
Norman!
You really do ask for it, don't you?
And you're jealous of those that have.
Norman!
You just say one more thing, Norman.
You've got as much feeling as a dried-up teabag.
Don't be... Norman!
Right. That's quite enough from you.
Yeah?
I warned you, Norman. Take that!
Stop it!
There! Serves you right.
I warned you. I warned him, you know.
What did you do that for?
I did warn you. I said if you upset Annie anymore, I'm afraid I can't sit by and have her called names by you.
What names?
Well, you call her a teabag or something. That is not on. I won't have it.
You fool! I wasn't talking to her.
What?
I was talking to my wife.
Oh, were you? Oh, that's rather different.
Oh! Thank you! Meaning I'm an old teabag, I suppose.
No, I didn't mean that.
Go to hell with a lot of you.
You great idiot.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I thought you were talking to Annie.
You great stupid vet.
I really am terribly...
Go away. Just go away.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry. Oh, misunderstanding, you see. Oh, God.
Tom! Oh, Norman, how could you?
Oh, God. I knew it. I'm starting to shake. I'm shaking.
He's a lunatic.
This is the last time I do anything for this family.
Do you know, he could have killed me. If I'd fallen awkwardly, if I'd fallen that way instead of this way, I'd have broken my neck. It's a sobering thought, but who would have cared, Sarah? Who would have cared?
How could they? How could they do it? How could they behave like that?
We are misunderstood people, Sarah. Misunderstood.
Oh, Norman. Norman.
We are definitely misunderstood.
Annie.
Morning.
You're already laying the table.
Yes.
I was going to get breakfast.
Were you?
You should have let me.
It's all right.
Well, we have to be off early. We won't be needing anything very much.
There isn't anything very much. Toast, remains of the marmalade, jam, plum, I think.
That'll do us nicely.
Good. Well, it's all there. Help yourself.
I suppose I'd better give Reg a call.
No, don't overexert yourself. I'll do it.
Thank you. He's in the sitting room, I think. He should have brought down our suitcases.
Right.
Burnt, of course.
Aha! Breakfast. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sleep well?
No.
I did.
Good.
Are you angry with me?
No.
This toast going free?
Yes.
Cheer up, Sarah.
And what is there to cheer me up? I have never been through such a shattering weekend in my life.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't all your fault. Most of it was, but not entirely.
I think you ought to take care of yourself, you know.
How do I do that?
Well, we don't want to lose you, do we?
I don't think some people would mind one way or the other.
You find it hard to relax, that's the problem. I know that's your problem because it's my problem. As we were saying last night, I don't know how you keep going. I mean, I don't have two children and a house to run and a husband. I've just got me. That's bad enough.
I should imagine it would be.
But two children?
You try explaining that to some people. Your wife, for example.
Oh, well, quite, yes. She wouldn't understand.
She doesn't.
I know, as far as I'm concerned, the whole thing's a miracle, children. Just to think of the act of actually having them, it's amazing. Damn it, Sarah, you've got something to be proud of, haven't you? If you look at it this way, just by having those kids of yours, you've been responsible for two miracles.
Well, it's not that difficult.
No, it is to me. I've never done a miracle. I saw a film on it once, childbirth. It came out as far as its ears, and I fainted. Mind you, you wouldn't have been looking at it from that angle.
I was unconscious both times.
Ah.
It's afterwards, looking after them.
Quite.
That's when it's difficult.
You must be exhausted. How old are they now?
Denise is 7 and Vincent 5.
7 years? You've been looking after children? Would it be impertinent to ask when you last had a holiday?
I do not remember. It was too long ago.
Exactly. You ought to get away. You need to. Can't you say to Reg, Reg, I need a couple of days even. I must get away.
He wouldn't take me away. And who's going to look after the children? It's no holiday with them. It was difficult enough organising this weekend. I was racing round organising things, arranging this.
Go on your own. Leave him to look after them for a change.
Him?
Yeah, why not?
I wouldn't want to go on my own. What fun is it on your own?
I'll take you if you like.
I beg your pardon.
I said I'll take you.
On holiday?
If you'd like to go.
You must think I was born yesterday.
No, I would.
You really have got a nerve.
Oh, I only offered, all right, all right.
First Ruth, then Annie, then me.
Oh, Annie, that was different.
How?
What? Well, it was. This would just be a holiday. For you. I'd take you round, give you a good weekend. Wouldn't you enjoy that?
No.
Somewhere nice? What about Bournemouth? Ever been to Bournemouth?
I have no desire to go to Bournemouth.
Well, I've made you the offer. I'll leave it to you. Well, think about it. It would be above board. I'd book us a nice hotel. Breakfast in bed, separate breakfast, separate beds, separate rooms. Can't you imagine it? We'd wake up in the morning, side by side, in our separate rooms, and... and there's the sea. And we've got all day to look at it. No children to worry about, no husband to run after.
Just you.
Just me. I'd like to see you happy, Sarah.
Yes?
Yes. Is that wrong of me to want to see you happy?
Depends how you do it.
I'd give you a good time. We'd have fun. Have you ever been to Bournemouth? It's a great place. Laugh a minute.
I can just see us going.
I'd very much like to make you happy.
Pass the jam, would you?
Here.
Ah, now, where's the food?
Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been? Ah, tea. Good.
Annie was supposed to call you ages ago.
She did. I popped upstairs to Mother.
What for?
For the magazines. I took your magazines up to Mother. You told me to. Oh, Tom's here. Told you he'd come back, didn't I? Well, he's come back. I was looking out of the sitting room window. There he was, lurking in the garden. I told him I thought he was a cat burglar. I'm ravenous.
Yes, all right. Well, just get yourself a piece of toast. We've got to go.
What's the hurry?
Because I want to get home early.
What on earth for? The children aren't due back till this afternoon.
And before that, I have to go over the house from top to bottom, don't I? You may not realise it, but the house has to be cleaned. It doesn't clean itself.
You cleaned it before we left. Nobody's been in it since. How could it have got dirty?
It's been standing for a whole weekend. Anyway, Mrs. Bridges comes to clean tomorrow. I want to make sure it's clean before she does.
Oh, I give up.
You don't understand. You never will.
Not much to eat here, is there?
That's because there's nothing in the house.
You're telling me I've been starving since Saturday morning. On a diet of lettuce and soup.
Now you know what it's like with nobody running after you, don't you?
Oh, blimey, look at this toast, all cold and flabby. I can't eat this.
Well, go and make some fresh.
Where?
In the greenhouse, where do you think?
All right, give me the toast rack. You're in a really cheery mood this morning, aren't you?
It's difficult, isn't it? I know. It's difficult sometimes. There, there.
Don't pat my hand.
Why not?
Because you're covering me in jam.
Oh. Sorry. I'll lick it off. There.
Were you just thinking about my health?
When?
When you mentioned about this holiday. Did you want to take me away just for my health?
Well, that came into it. There might be any number of reasons. I'm easy.
So long as I know.
Norman? Hello, Ruth.
I'm ready.
Right, want a spoonful of jam, that's all there is, till Reg arrives with a blazing sliced loaf.
I can wait.
Okay.
Good morning, Sarah. Oh, guess who isn't speaking to me this morning? I'll be in the sitting room, Norman, when you can tear yourself away from Mother Doom.
Coming.
Reg gets home about 6:30 in the evening on weekdays.
Busy man.
If you feel like giving me a ring any time. I'm usually tied to the house. I don't get out much.
I'd make you happy, Sarah.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Dear, oh dear.
Have you got it?
What?
I thought you were going to make yourself some toast.
Oh, I don't know. I looked at the grill, I looked at the loaf, and I thought, it's a lot of effort for a piece of toast. I'll make do with this piece.
Well, I've finished.
Tea's cold as well now. It's not my day, is it?
No, I don't think it is.
Look who's here.
Morning. Morning, Sarah.
I told you he was here.
Hello, Tom. Bright and early.
Yes. I didn't sleep very well, I'm afraid.
Just tea, Tom?
Yeah, just a cup, thank you.
It's stone cold.
Well, I'll hot it up. That's easy enough.
I want to apologise for last night.
What?
Well, lashing out. Norman, totally lost control. Feel very embarrassed about it.
Nobody hurt, fortunately.
No, I didn't get a very good swing. Bit rusty.
Just as well.
Yes, rather.
I'm glad you've come back, anyway.
I'm afraid I don't seem to be able to keep away.
It'll be nice for Annie with us all going.
I'm only here for a second. I'm actually on my way to a call. Horse, fetlock.
Oh.
Not too serious. She can wait.
Let her stand on three legs for a bit.
No, she can stand, all right.
Well, I hope you'll look after Annie for us.
Oh, yes, I'll do my best. I think she really looks after me.
Yes. Well, you mustn't let it get too one-sided, must you?
What? Oh, no, I do help.
Yes, it depends what you do, though, doesn't it?
I did the ceiling in the kitchen, and...
No, I meant a little more than that.
I thought we were in a hurry.
Oh, yes.
Will we see you at Christmas, Tom? Or are you going to Scotland again?
Probably.
Oh, well, sometime. All the best.
Are you off?
Yes, Annie, we must.
OK, I'll come and see you've got everything. Here you are, Tom. I topped up the pot.
Thanks.
Back in a sec.
Bye.
Goodbye, Tom.
Bye. Well, no toast. Tea. Oh, interesting colour. Oh, well.
All right.
Fine. All gone in there?
Just about. Norman and Ruth seem to be having trouble starting their car.
Go. Oh, should I?
No. Enjoy your tea.
Oh, yes.
Have you got any tea in there, or is it just milk?
No, it is tea. A bit anemic.
I'll make some more in a minute. Quite a weekend.
Yes.
I behaved very badly. I'm sorry.
No. It's me.
No. Tom?
What?
Has your opinion of me gone down as a result of this weekend? I mean, do you think less of me?
Good Lord, no.
You still like me?
Oh, yes, of course I do.
You'll still come round?
You bet. Once you've improved the tea, anyway.
The only reason I said I would go with Norman, you see, was... I suddenly felt very lonely.
Yes, I understand. It's all right. We all get lonely. If you're lonely again and I'm not here, why don't you give me a ring?
This is a very big house, you see. Most of the time, it's just Mother and me here. We'll have to sell it eventually. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
We'll have to. We'll have to move somewhere smaller. Perhaps in Essex, or Norfolk, or Northumberland.
A bit off the beaten track.
Yes.
Wouldn't see much of me.
No.
Well, if you do sell it, make sure you give me first refusal, won't you? Well, I'd better go and see to my horse.
Yes. Go and see to your horse.
earth are you doing?
Breaking things. Breaking things for breakfast.
Oh, careful of splinters.
Disaster. We cannot start it.
Oh, goodness, what a hand.
I need one of these Xboxes to give it a shove.
Right, my pleasure. I'll probably see you later, Annie.
Yes.
Annie, what are you doing? Don't tell me you've finally run out of food. I told you you'd get around to eating the plates eventually. Now, the nicest way to eat a plate is to spread it with a thin layer of jam and then pour custard all over them.
Norman! Well,
you want to make sure it's thick custard.
I want.
Well, I can't hear you. What?
I want to go to East Grinstead.
All right, fine. I'll take you. I'll take you.
Will you?
Yeah, just say the word. Come on, don't cry. I'll make you happy. Don't worry, I'll make you happy. I'll make you happy.
This concludes our presentation of Table Manners by Alan Ayckbourn. The cast in alphabetical order was Rosalind Ayers as Sarah, Ken Danziger as Reg, Martin Jarvis as Norman, Jane Leaves as Annie, Christopher Neame as Tom, and Carolyn Seymour as Ruth. Stage manager and live sound effects, Amy Strong. Sound design and recording engineer, Raymond Guarna. Directed by Dennis Erdman. Executive producer, Susan Albert Lowenberg. To purchase a copy of this play, or to receive a catalog of L.A. Theatre Works plays, musicals, and novels on CD, please call 800-708-8863 within the U.S., fax us at 310-827-4949, email us at audiosales@latw.org, or visit our website at latw.org. Digital editions of our plays are available online and in your local library.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.